You're listening to SBS News.
The scandal involving the citizenship of many federal politicians has, at varying times, intrigued, disgusted, and bored Australians. The saga will come to what appears to be its final conclusion this Saturday. Three Labor Party members of Parliament and one from the Centre Alliance will try to win back the lower house seats they had to resign due to being in breach of the now infamous Section 44 of the Australian Constitution, which bars dual citizens from sitting in federal Parliament. In addition, the seat of Perth will have a by-election caused by the resignation of Labor MP Tim Hammond, who has quit federal Parliament to spend more time with his family. Together, these five by-elections on the one day has this Saturday being dubbed by politics watchers as Super Saturday. Now, not all the by-elections are shaping up as thrilling. Mr Hammond's old seat of Perth is expected to be easily retained by Labor. The party's Western Australian State Secretary, Patrick Gorman, is set to succeed him. The nearby seat of Fremantle is also expected to be retained by Labor. Josh Wilson trying to regain the seat he won at the federal election in 2016 and then had to resign in May. The government isn't even running candidates in these two seats. But in the other three seats, events promise to be a little more interesting. In the seat of Mayo, located to the east and south of Adelaide, Rebecca Sharkey of the Centre Alliance, Nick Xenophon's old party, is trying to win back the seat she won from the Liberal Party at the 2016 federal poll. Trying to win back the seat for the Liberals is Georgina Downer. It's the seat her father, former Liberal Party leader and Foreign Affairs Minister Alexander Downer, held for 24 years. But the battle in Mayo and its implications pales in comparison to what's going on in two electorates, one in Queensland, the other in Tasmania. The electorate of Braddon occupies most of the rural northwest and western Tasmania. It was won by the Labor Party candidate, Justine Key, at the last federal election. That ended the one-term reign of the former member, the Liberal Party's Brett Whiteley. But Mr Whiteley has a strong chance of winning the seat back, and that could mean trouble for opposition leader Bill Shorten, with the federal government having not won a seat in a by-election since 1920. Unsurprisingly, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is ready to swoop on his seemingly teetering rival.
The voters in Braddon know that a vote for Justine Key is a vote for Bill Shorten and his higher taxes. So that is really the test. This is what this is about.
The chance for the major parties to gain an edge over their rivals is sending big personalities from both the government and the opposition to a regional area of Australia's smallest state in droves. That's to the amusement and occasional astonishment of some Tasmanians, such as former Senator Jackie Lambie.
Mate, I can tell you, us in Braddon, we're all bitching about having a by-election, but by God, it is the gift that keeps on giving. It makes me sick of the amount of money that is going around. It's amazing how much money they'll spend on a seat to bloody win the damn thing, mate.
It's much the same in the division of Longman, north of Brisbane. Polls suggest that Labor and candidate Susan Lamb, who's trying to win back the seat, may narrowly lose the seat. Mr Turnbull using the same rhetoric for Longman that he's using for Braddon.
There is no doubt that the voters in Longman know, for example, they know very well that a vote for Susan Lamb is a vote for Bill Shorten and his higher taxes.
A loss in one or both of Braddon or Longman would strengthen the case for Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese to replace Mr Shorten as opposition leader. Mr Albanese is insisting, publicly at least, that he's loyal to Mr Shorten. Campaigning in Western Australia, he's trying to put the pressure back on the government, concentrating on the areas in Western Australia where Labor is likely to win, rather than the likely closer results on the East Coast.
These by-elections are a critical test for Malcolm Turnbull, and he's already failed in Western Australia by failing to be even in the field in Perth and in Fremantle. That's typical of the contempt that we've seen from the federal coalition towards Western Australia.
A good result for the government and a poor one for Labor in the by-elections could even hasten the next federal election, which is due by May 2019 at the latest. In the zero-sum game that is federal politics, there will be a stark difference in consequences for those on the right and wrong end of this weekend's results. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.